This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Labor unions are preparing for big changes ahead of a Trump presidency. The Service Employees International Union, the second largest in the country, is planning significant budget cuts starting next year. They expect so-called right-to-work laws and a changing legal landscape for union-related cases to drastically lower their revenues. SEIU has more than 2 million members. About half of them work in the public sector. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
In an internal memo, the president of the SEIU told staff to plan for a 30% budget cut by 2018. The union is starting with a 10% budget cut beginning in January. It's readying for a tough road with the incoming administration. Kate Bond is an economist with the left-leaning Center for American Progress.
I think they probably want to build up their reserves. They know some of these big fights they're going to go on are going to be pretty costly in the moment.
One of those fights will be over so-called right-to-work laws. These laws stop unions from demanding all workers at a business or government agency pay dues. With coming Republican control of all three branches of the federal government, these laws are expected to become more common, maybe including a national right-to-work law. Ruth Milkman teaches at the City University of New York.
The income of unions that are representing public sector workers will be threatened severely.
So unions will be fighting for survival with potentially a lot less revenue. Plus, the new Republican administration will fill dozens of open seats in federal courts and pick new members for the National Labor Relations Board. Joseph Slater is a law professor at the University of Toledo.
You're going to get both a more conservative, a more pro-management or anti-union National Labor Relations Board, and you're likely to get a federal judiciary that is also more hostile to labor unions. So it's going to be a tough fight in terms of law and politics for unions in the next 4 years.
And so, he says, it makes sense that the unions are tightening their belts. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.